You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. Today's show is going to be about just learning what a first appointment and second appointment, what a visit with a financial planning firm looks like, specifically here at SHP Financial. You hear a lot of different folks advertising, come in for a review, come in for a meeting. And that can be intimidating on your end because you're like, I don't know what to expect. Are they going to put me into a room and lock me there until I'm buying or dying, like a timeshare sales? Or is it, you know, what does this look like? So we're going to share with you, you know, what to be prepared for when you're getting ready for that first meeting, when you're looking at a new financial advisor. Maybe it's your first one, or maybe you just want a new, fresh look at your situation. We're going to take you through that process one step at a time on today's show. And we think we've done a good job of giving you content and education over the last 10, 12 years that we've been on the radio. But we feel like we never do a good job of explaining how this actually takes place in our conference rooms, at our offices. So with that being said, we're going to get into this today. Before we do, I'm going to welcome Keith and Matt to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. Keith, how's everything?
It's great. I'm really looking forward to getting into the show, really diving deep into that first meeting. And I think it's really important. The first meeting, in my opinion, is really sets the stage for everything else going forward, because that's when we're taking time to really get to know the individual or the family that's coming in to meet with us. It's a lot more than just saying, hey, look, show me your portfolio. What's going on here? It's, you know, what are your goals? What do you want your retirement to look like? Do you have grandkids? You want to spend time, you know, whatever it is that each individual or family wants. That's where we want to spend a lot of the time, and that's where we want to get to know them and really help them plan to achieve those goals.
Well, and to kind of, you know, piggyback on what Keith says, I mean, it's just so much, you know, after so many years that we've been doing this, it's so important for people to know kind of what that process is like, you know, especially for the new folks. I mean, for everyone that has already come in and, you know, existing clients and existing families, they know, but there's so many more people that need our help, you know what I mean? Or even if it's not even us, you know, because I think one thing that we'll talk about throughout today is the idea of a fit. You know, we talk exactly. often about making sure that whoever does sit down with us is that we're a fit for them and that they're a fit for us. And we're going to certainly talk a little bit about in that in greater detail, but it's just more the idea that people, I mean, retirement itself, I mean, it's just getting more and more complicated, you know, every single day. And then, you know, with what taxes are going to do and what the markets are going to do and what's going to happen to Social Security and pensions.
Cost of healthcare is rising.
I'm happy that we're able to help as many people as we can, but I just really stress the importance of having a plan in the middle of all of this information.
And I know sometimes you meet with some folks and, you know, it may be a good fit or maybe not, but sometimes they're like, oh, well, I just have this portfolio and I love Vanguard or I love whatever it is. And I'm just in there. And so their whole retirement is based on a portfolio. Mm-hmm. And we've been in business since 2003. If the client's not a good fit, we're okay with that.
Right.
But at the same time, you almost want to like look at them and say, you know, and which we do is say, listen, you're not even you're just thinking about a portfolio. That's one little piece of the retirement puzzle. Yeah, you have the corner of the puzzle, the one corner piece. Yes, you have that in place, but taxes, healthcare, inflation, inflation, Social Security, the list, market volatility, the list goes on and on.
Well, it just, yes. So think of it this way, right? Let's just say, you know, as I said, that one piece of the puzzle. So it's like, okay, I have my portfolio in place, but who do I ask about Social Security? All right, so now I have to go get a Social Security guy.
Yeah.
All right, right. Who do I ask about healthcare? All right, now I got to go get a healthcare guy or gal.
Where's
so
my
it's
estate
like,
plan coming from? All right, I got to go with that person. No one knows what the other one's doing.
Yeah, so you have like this piecemeal, like if at best, even if you've been able to sort of identify people in these different roles. And, you know, we always talk about one-stop shopping, you know, come to one place where you can get everything done, you know, get your attorneys if you need attorneys, get your CPAs if you need CPAs, but all underneath one roof, all communicating, all talking on your behalf.
Yeah, why would you, I think of like, put myself, we always put ourselves in the customer's shoes and the client's shoes many years ago and think, what would I want if we were to have a plan? Do I want to go to 16 different people or to one place that knows everything? Because that knows everything about my situation. Fast forward back to 2001, 2002, and I remember when, before the three of us met, I was an intern, and this company that I interned from was one of the biggest companies in the world from a financial planning and investment management standpoint. And so I thought, you know, I was there in 2001, I was interning, and I remember, you know, during those awful, you know, the 9/11, which we remember like it was yesterday, and I'm, you know, our, now it's in our kids' history books, which is, mm-hmm. which is so weird. It seems like it was yesterday, but it was many years ago now. And it was a tragic situation for everyone, but at the same time, portfolios also went down. And I remember I was interning at this company, and a woman kept calling Judy, and she was saying, you know, she was looking to speak to the advisor who I was interning for. And he was basically like, don't, if anyone calls, tell him I'm not here. Because he didn't want to take the heat. He couldn't take the heat. And so, but she, when she finally told me a few calls in, she's like, Derek, I just lost like $300,000, $400,000 between my husband and I, and we're retiring in a few months. How are we supposed to do it? So I got a bad taste in my mouth about the industry, because here's this big firm, very reputable on paper, and this client didn't have a plan that was right for them. Then fast forward to 2002, the three of us meet at another company, and this other company wants us to sell things, whether it's annuities or insurance. It was almost like, here's what you can sell. No matter what people look like or what their goal is, you have to sell this and make a commission so that the company can make a commission. The bad thing was, it was kind of a, it didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is, the three of us met there. Well, for Keith, unfortunately, but the three of us met there. We knew it wasn't the right fit. And then we started in 2003, SHP Financial. And the reason we started is to have independent advice, not from one company. We wanted to choose the entire universe in the spectrum. But then we took it a few years later, one step further. And you've heard us talk about this on our show for years. We developed what's known as the SHP Financial Retirement Roadmap Process. So it sounds like a jumble mumble mouthful, which it is, but what does that mean to you? Well, Matt had alluded to this earlier. It's not just like it, having a portfolio, which means having your statements, your 401k, annuities, whatever it is, you can't rest on that as having that be your financial plan. With our retirement roadmap process, we look at retirement in five different areas, and we think you need five different plans that all are built within this one retirement roadmap plan for you. That's having an income plan. Income planning involves where your Social Security is going to come from. How do you take your pension? Does your income go up with inflation throughout retirement? Do you have enough to retire? When can you retire? All those questions. World number two is investment planning, making sure your portfolio is managed properly according to your age, goals, risk, etc. World number three is tax planning. We always want to find ways to look at the tax ramifications long-term and short-term in your portfolio, in your life, to see if we can improve that. Number four, Matt had talked about healthcare expenses have gone way up. How are we going to plan for them? How are we going to take long-term care into account? And then finally, world number five is legacy planning. How do we protect the assets and distribute the assets that you've worked so hard to save to your loved ones, charities, etc. So you can see that's a lot more than a portfolio, and the retirement puzzle is a lot more than one piece. It's a lot more than having a pile of investments. So here at SHP Financial, we develop an entire plan called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And if this is, maybe you have a portfolio, maybe you have an advisor, or maybe you just need a fresh look or a first start on meeting with a team, come in and sit down with us. We have a few appointments available over the next few weeks. If you want to come into one of our offices in Plymouth, Hyannis, Braintree, Westboro, or Woburn, just call right now, 800-227-227. 7777. When you call to book the meeting, we'll send you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, ahead of our meeting so that you can prepare. 800-227-7777. Or you can book a meeting right online at shpfinancial.com. Speaking of being prepared, we're going to actually begin to take you through what this meeting process looks like right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Taking control of your retirement can be easier than you think, especially when you have a plan, or as we call it at SHP Financial, your retirement roadmap. You're invited to join us at one of our special educational dinner workshops coming up on November 5th or 7th. We'll be at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich to help show you the five critical steps you can take toward a more confident retirement. And with confidence comes control. So get started today by calling 800-227-7777 to register for our November 5th or 7th dinner event at Amari in Sandwich. If you're approaching or already in retirement, this special dinner workshop is meant for you. You'll learn the five key areas to our retirement roadmap process, and we can help get your retirement questions answered. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. That's 800-227-7777. Or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so now we're talking about this SHP retirement roadmap process that we've trademarked here and we've used for many years, and we opened our doors here in 2003. But now we really want to kind of walk you into what a meeting looks like, what a visit with SHP Financial looks like, and where we start things off. As you know, throughout this show, we're going to take you through the five areas of our planning process, which are income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. We're going to walk you through each step and really go through some of the questions that we ask in each category. So world number one, which is probably the most important thing and probably is a foundation of any retirement, Keith, is income planning. Why is that important?
I mean, it really, you've been living off your paycheck for 20, 25, 30, 35 years, however long you've been working, and you need those paychecks to continue. You need income coming into the house to be able to do the things that you want to do in retirement. That's why it's so important for us to, and this is where I spend a lot of time in the first meeting, where I'm really drilling down and getting an idea of, you know, what do you want your retirement to look like? How much do you think you're going to need? What are your expenses on a monthly basis to run your household and then still be able to do the things that you want to do in your retirement years? So, you know, that's where we spend, in my opinion, a ton of time really getting to know the individual, map out what we want their retirement picture to look like, but then also take a deep dive into what income do you have coming in? What is your Social Security going to look like? Do you have any pensions? Do you have any rental income? So it's really kind of developing that income plan to make sure that the folks have enough money and income coming in to offset the expenses and the extras that they want to have in retirement.
Yeah, and the questions, Matt, that there's a lot of questions that go into that, but mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks have to realize that when folks tell us, like, or first let me step back. If you don't know the answer to some of these questions, don't feel, this is what we're here to help you do. Mm-hmm. Some folks might say, I have no idea what I'm going to spend. We can help you get to that point. But more importantly, when a lot of clients tell us, hey, I need this much for this much to live, this much of my expenses. And it's like, well, why do you need that much? What do you want to do? And you start uncovering, you know, well, I have this, you know, daughter who I really want to take care of her children. She's single. There's always a thing that I want to travel mm-hmm. 2 times a year. And there's a lot of, then you start uncovering the goals.
Well, and I think too, to even go back to 2 points. I mean, number one is how we help people reach that point. Now, certainly we have worksheets and sort of budget things or like sort of kind of homework sheet that people can fill out in regards to how much they spend. But you can also track it through your credit cards. I mean, do you use all your credit cards to run a lot of your bills through? And then at the end of the month, you can kind of see your balance and is that your food and gas and things like that. Another way of doing it that we sometimes help is just sort of, you know, kind of go through the back door in a sense of, okay, you earn this amount right now. Yes. You pay X amount in taxes, another amount in, you know, your 401k savings. And okay, are we still saving anything on a monthly basis after we sort of take out or net out all those different expenses and costs and contributions?
And so if it's a break even and mm-hmm. you say, I'm not making, but I'm not saving, then at least you know that's probably what they're spending is what they receive in their net paycheck every month.
Right. So that gives us a chance to, okay, now we pegged it to something. Now it's roughly this. And let's, okay, if we plan on spending the exact same lifestyle, here's where you're going to end up 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Now, okay, let's talk more. Like, what's your retirement look like? Are you going to be downsizing? Are you staying in the same place that you are currently at? Or are you going to be living on the Cape or downsizing to Florida? Or are we still maintaining two properties? You know, because one thing that I had a kick out of was about, you know, one of my clients' goals was he has a place up north, like way up almost by the Canadian border, and he is a snowmobiler.
Yeah.
So he wants his retirement is going to be spending almost 3 months in, you know, up north there, snowmobiling across the country or across that area,
yeah.
Which is to me, I'm like, okay, sounds cold, but cool, you know?
But
that's what he wants to do. And so we need to know, I don't care what it is. I mean, I do, but I don't, but more so I care a whole lot more about what it costs, mm-hmm. you know, right. As we go through the income planning portion.
Yeah, and I have a few clients this year alone that have, one is literally right now doing this. He bought an RV. Him and his girlfriend are going around the country and they're just touring all the national parks and it's like a month and a half long trip. But I've had a few clients a few clients have done that
mm-hmm.
and a few clients that's their goal to do that. And dealing with this recent client who recently retired, it's so cool because you've heard him talk about this for a while, right? You've heard this goal be talked about and then we helped plan for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now to see him live it out and getting a call from him having a ball out in Utah somewhere, that's what it's all about. And each person listening, each individual, if you're married, single, doesn't matter. You probably have your own goals, and maybe it's to travel, just take a different trip once a year, or maybe it's just to cover your bills and maintain the boat that you have, or whatever it is, but it's really important. I can't imagine going into retirement without having a specific plan for where my income's going to come from.
Well,
right?
And that's the thing. And that's really like kind of almost to combine the two areas, you know, that Keith is talking about, asking about, okay, your Social Security, what's your rental income? Is there a pension? Because it's, okay, now we have to match those two. We have to, you know, here we have, you know, here's what we figured out our expenses are. And let's say it's that road trip to the different national parks or whatever it may be. Now we have to marry it to Keith's questions, which is, okay, how much do you have coming in? And then, as you mentioned, we have to have a plan to make up that difference.
Correct. And we talk about five worlds of our retirement roadmap process. World number one is income planning. And you think about, you know, this might sound confusing already, but you think about how much goes into just forming an income plan. We have to know what your expenses are. Will they change? When do you want to retire? Do you need additional expenses early on to travel more? How do you take Social Security? When do you take it? We're, you know, because based on your situation, sometimes it makes sense to wait and sometimes it doesn't. We have to run the scenario in order to help you be able to figure that out. Pension, do you take a lump sum if you have the opportunity or do you take it as an income stream? What is money if you have $80,000 that you need in today's dollars? Well, in 20 years, you need it to be $100,000, $120,000 because everything keeps going up in price. So how do we combat that? So we talk about all these different areas of retirement planning. But when we talk about building a foundation, the foundation of any retirement plan has to start with income. So that I know, or you should know, and this is, you know, for all of our clients, I want to make sure that you know that you can rest confidently knowing that you have a plan that when you retire, or if you retire, you have a dedicated plan to give you the income that you need to do what it is you want to do for as long as you want to do it. And at least you have confidence knowing, can I do this? Can I achieve this goal or can I not? But until you build that plan, you won't know. So as you're listening to this right now, are you absolutely positive that you've developed this plan, that you've uncovered every area, that you know exactly what you have, the amount of income that you need for the rest of your life with inflation, decided exactly when to take Social Security? If you're not, you might be listening to this and say, I have no idea what these guys are talking about, but I know I need some planning here. Or you might say, I have a pretty good idea, but now that they're mentioning all these areas, there's a lot of things that I haven't even taken account for. And by the way, folks, not to confuse you even more, but this is only one world of five different plans that we believe everyone should have. But to get started, make sure you have enough income, because without income, there is no retirement. If you're not sure, or you just want a second opinion, or you just want to get something started, give us a call. We're happy to help sit down with you for our retirement roadmap review. When you call and book a meeting, the neat part is we'll send you a copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, that the three of us wrote, that's super easy to read and clear, that takes you through our planning process and gets you prepared for the meeting. So call now to book that visit. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, as well as Braintree. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. Or you can book a meeting right online at shpfinancial.com. Up next, we're going to get into two other worlds of our planning process, the investment world and the tax planning world. If you're worried about taxes and where they're going, you're not going to want to miss this segment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking here about the retirement roadmap planning process. In last segment, we discussed the foundation of retirement. Before you can look at building other retirement plans, you have to make sure that world number one, having an income plan, is established. Where's my income going to come from so that myself, if you're married, your wife or husband, have enough money to get by the rest of your life with inflation? Once that's complete, we have to start looking at worlds two and three, which are investment planning as well as tax planning. But before we do, we think the best way to get things moving and get you started on building this plan is to come in for a visit. But if for some reason you want to learn other ways, or you want to come to one of our workshops, we have plenty of events that we have that we do. We do a lot of private client events that we do for just our clients, but we also open it up, some of them here and there, to the public. And so if you want to come to one of our learning events or one of our educational events, most of them have dinners, not all of them, most of them have dinners involved in education. Go to our website. It's SHP Workshops. That's plural, workshops.com. Again, that's shpworkshops.com. And you can see if there's some events in your area near you coming up anytime soon. All right, so Keith, I'll kick it to you, I guess, on the income. So we have the income plan built out.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking about important questions to ask and some things to think about for the folks listening within their investment plan.
Yeah, and for this, I'm going to use, you know, a client that I'm recently working with. When they first came in, a lot of the questions that we started with, as you said, were built. Working to build to make sure that they have that income. So when she steps away from work, which she's planning to do in the next 12 to 24 months, their lifestyle can continue on as if nothing happened, right? That's the ideal retirement. Then we started to talk about their investment plan or how much risk that they wanted to take.
So when you say investment plan, that's when we talk about their portfolios.
Talking about their portfolio, IRAs, talking about how much managed. Risk, what are the fees, those types of things is really, and I think one of the main questions that, you know, everyone should ask themselves is, you know, here we are almost 12 years or 13 years into a bull market run. At this point in your life where you're about to retire, say 12, 24, 36 months away from retirement, how much of that portfolio can you stomach losing?
Mm-hmm.
And she had about 1.5 million and she said about 150,000 is kind of the max. And then like even she was uncomfortable with that. However, once we started to talk through her asset allocation and things like that, she said 10% was probably about the max drawdown that she would want to see. And in between these meetings, we were doing the analysis on her portfolio, trying to determine, you know, where she currently was with her previous advisor and the amount of risk that she was taking to see if that matched what her ideal drawdown would look like. And unfortunately, when we did this analysis, the max drawdown in her accounts, you know, and what we look at is we look at, you know, like a 2008 type of scenario. Again, I know that could be a little bit drastic, but we, you know, we want to plan for the worst. And then, in an upside scenario, great year like 2013. So when we looked at 2008 in her portfolio, it was about a 32% drawdown is what she could expect if that were to occur again, which was nowhere near or nowhere in correlation to what she thought.
That's like 400 something thousand dollars.
And it really kind of took her back. She, you know, kind of sat up in her chair and was like, wait a minute, I had no idea. I thought I was very conservatively placed. And I said, to be honest with you, a lot of people come in here, think the same way, and we do this analysis, and it's nowhere near where they thought. So I think that's a big thing that most folks need to take away from this is get your portfolio looked at. Find out how much risk is in there if you're getting close to retirement, and are you comfortable with that? Because some people are fine. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. If I lose 32%, doesn't matter to me. I don't necessarily care about
it
that
much. Most of our clients care.
But most people would care about that, and they don't know it. That's
especially
the scary part.
Yeah, especially if there's some people listening right now, I can almost guarantee you there's many people listening right now that think, yeah, I'm pretty conservative, moderate, but then we look at the portfolio
and it's way off.
Way too aggressive. And we'll tell people, hey, so the main thing with investments, number one, you want to know how much your fees are. We want to price your relationship, which we don't really have a ton of time for that right now. We'll get into it in a second. Number two is what type of risk you're taking. Because if, like Keith, with that woman you mentioned, I remember you told me, you mentioned to her, hey, you can in a good year where you are right now, you can make like $300,000-$400,000, but in a down year, you can lose $400,000-$500,000. What would that mean to you?
And I think a lot of that, you know, where that risk builds up is in 401ks.
Yeah.
People just continue to put money in there and don't necessarily think, you know, about reallocating or pulling back the risk. They're just, their job is to do what they do. They put their head down, nose to the grindstone, work, make the contributions. And, you know, over the last 12 years, everything's worked out fine, right? The problem is when does that all not?
Well, Matt, think about it. If the main thing, let's say you're driving and whatever you're doing on this weekend, if you have $1 million, just to make my math easy, it'll be easier calculation. If I said, hey, we can put you into portfolio one, where in a good year you could make $400,000, in a bad year you could lose $500,000. Mm-hmm. Or we can put you in portfolio two, where in a good year you can make $250,000, in a bad year you can lose $150,000. Mm-hmm. What would you rather be? Well, a lot of people would rather be portfolio two, but most are in portfolio one. And I always say, you know, if you're getting close to retirement or you're in retirement, it's the old Warren Buffett saying, it's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need. So one of the most important questions we ask folks is, how much risk are you, could you stomach in a down market? We'll give them our 2 cents, but we want to hear from you as well. And then we want, then obviously when we're building an investment plan, we're going to tailor it around, built around your goals and around your risk profile and what you're looking to do and what you can stomach and what you can't. But that's an important part of planning, is having that investment plan. And then world number three, Matt, especially between now and 2025, 26, tax planning.
Oh, absolutely. Because, and actually to kind of go back to what Keith was mentioning, is that not only do we see a lot of risk built up in our, you know, clients or people that come in to, whether it's Woburn or Plymouth, and, you know, have that cup of coffee, not only is there risk in that 401k, but that ends up being a sort of a lion's share of their net, you know, of their nest egg. And all of that money is pre-tax dollars. Yep. Uncle Sam owns a large chunk of that money. And so for anyone that's listening, I mean, if your major retirement funds are in 401ks, 403bs, 457s, all of those accounts are all pre-tax dollars, which means that we have to plan on taxes. We have to plan to know what the current tax brackets are, and as you were saying, Derek, what they right now are planned to go up as after 2025.
Yeah.
And that's currently. You know, we'll see, obviously things can change at any time. And it's just more of the fact that everyone has to know what their tax liability is. They need to know, okay, how much do I owe Uncle Sam? And what's the best way of paying him off? Because at the end of the day, it's not necessarily what you make, it's what you keep. It's what's in your pocket at the end of the day. And if you just go into retirement and start, you know, withdrawing from your 401ks or from your IRAs, and you don't realize how much taxes, because the other thing too, when it comes to, you know, the tax planning, there's so much here, but the other thing that comes to tax planning is that here are the 401ks, IRAs, everything I was just saying. And it's all part of income taxes, which means it's a progressive income tax. What that means is that it increases. Mm-hmm. The more you take out, the more you pay. And so let's say you withdraw $20,000 because you want to take a trip, and then you withdraw another $40,000, and then you draw another $10,000 because you need to live on. All of that gets stacked on top of your existing income, which could lead you into a higher tax bracket, which means that now Uncle Sam owns more, or that you have less in your pocket at the end of the day, because you have not properly tax planned. So it's such a big issue.
If you haven't planned for it and you're taking $50,000 a year out of your portfolio, to get 50, you might have to take out 65, 70 so that you can keep 50, because you got to send the rest to Uncle Sam. And then let's say 2026, 27, let's say, you may have to take out 80 mm-hmm. to get 50. What would that do to your portfolio? This is why it's, if you don't plan for this, you're missing the boat.
And just to, I mean, number one, I mean, well, I love our planning process because we can show people what their projected income tax brackets are going to be over the next 5, 10, 20 years. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Do you know what your projected income tax brackets is? And then secondly, to kind of jump to all of our Massachusetts residents or listeners out there, do you know your Massachusetts estate tax or death tax liability? You know, kind of running out of time here, but I mean, that's a whole other world of the taxes that you pay after you pass away that needs planning.
Well, that's why all these things kind of intertwine, right? That's why it's important to look at all of these things as one holistic plan.
Correct. And I think I'm stressed out now over this. We're all like, taxes, volatility. And I feel bad, but this is, we're passionate about it because we know what can happen if you don't plan properly. So think about just the two topics we talked about right now. If we can try to find an IRA exit strategy or ways to reduce the taxes in your retirement plan in your 401ks going forward? Are there ways that we can reduce them or eliminate them in the long term? Maybe pay less a little bit now and to pay nothing down the road. And then same with investment risk. Imagine losing 40% of your portfolio right now and you're about to retire or you're retired. That's unacceptable. So how much more comfortable would you feel knowing that your volatility was a lot lower and that you wouldn't take your downside protection was maybe hedged a little bit. So if we do have that market correction, you're going to be okay. It won't, you know, change the longevity of your plan. If you're not sure about this, maybe you have 300,000 or 1.5 million or 10 million. Either way, you could benefit from a review, especially if you're missing some of these areas that we're discussing, or you're just not sure if you have it covered. We've been doing this since 2003. Not everyone's going to be a good fit, but a lot of folks listening right now would benefit from this first review. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. When you call to book your visit, so call right now, we're going to send you a copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, that will take you through these areas in further detail and better prepare you for this meeting. There's so many areas that build up a plan. Let us do the heavy lifting. You've done the hard work. You saved the money. Let us help build this plan for you ongoing. Our number to book the meeting is 800-227-7777. One more time, 800-227-7777. Or you can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to get into worlds 4 and 5 of the retirement roadmap plan as it relates to healthcare costs and planning, as well as legacy and estate planning. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Taking control of your retirement can be easier than you think, especially when you have a plan, or as we call it at SHP Financial, your retirement roadmap. You're invited to join us at our special educational dinner workshops coming up on November 5th or 7th. We'll be at Amari Restaurant in East Sandwich to help show you the 5 critical steps you can take toward a more confident retirement. And with confidence comes control. So, get started today by calling 800-227-7777 to register for our November 5th or 7th dinner event at Amari and Sandwich. If you're approaching or are already in retirement, this special dinner workshop is meant for you. You'll learn the 5 key areas to our retirement roadmap process, and we can help get your retirement questions answered. Call 800-227-7777 now to register. That's 800-227-7777, or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we've talked about what these appointments and visits look like when you come in to sit down with our team here at SHP Financial. And as we're building out your retirement roadmap that looks at 5 key areas: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, hopefully being able to see from the first few segments how important it is not only to have that plan, but to have it coordinated properly so that your tax plan is coordinated with where your income's coming from and your investment plan. Everything works together as one machine, if you will, one plan, one overall holistic plan that we call the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And so we talked about the first couple of segments on this show, building an income plan and the questions we asked there. Then we talked about how do we structure your investments to manage risk and keep your risk at an optimal level based on your situation. We talked about different strategies for taxes, especially if you own a lot of retirement accounts like 401ks, IRAs. In this segment, we're going to talk about worlds 4 and 5 of the planning process, which are healthcare planning and number four. Number 5 is legacy and estate planning. So Matt, one of the often overlooked areas of retirement planning is healthcare, because healthcare is, who knows, what's the cost of healthcare? You can't really put a price tag on it.
No, absolutely. And I think too, to kind of go back to that theme of, you know, what it's like during that first initial meeting, as I mentioned, whether it's Plymouth or Woburn or Hyannis or wherever it may be, you know, we're digging into things like, okay, how is your healthcare now? Like where do you get coverage from now? Are you covered through work? Will you have coverage once you retire? Are there anything like what's called HSAs or health savings accounts? You know, have you begun to save in an HSA? which is basically almost like a Roth IRA for your healthcare costs. Expense. And so we kind of dig into that because we want to make sure that, okay, we have to budget and we have to plan for healthcare. And then secondly, we talk about, all right, what about long-term care? Because regardless of, even if you have the best plan in the whole wide world, once you've actually have left the hospital and it's been roughly about 100 days, now we're getting into long-term care planning. And so we want to talk about that. And then we ask questions like, do we have any protection there? Because when we talk about risks, I mean, obviously there's market risk to your portfolio, but there's also healthcare risk. I mean, if you fall ill or if there's an accident or whatever that may be, what single event would, you know, blow up your plan faster than excessive long-term care costs? So we dig into that. And I think thankfully, just for all of our listeners, I mean, there are some options there nowadays. I mean, you know, there's still your traditional long-term care insurance, and there's still your what's called Medicaid planning, which is irrevocable trusts. Nowadays, they do have these hybrid programs. I know you guys know, but it's really for our listeners that, you know, kind of combine life insurance and long-term care planning into one set. But it's, you need to address it. You need to ask questions like, how is your health currently? What's your longevity? I mean, did your parents live until 90? All right, 95, then we need to plan for 90 to 95. Or if they all passed away early, well, that's a different story. So healthcare is an important part of that, of the planning process. And those are just a little bit of what we talk about when we dig into the plan for the client.
So Matt, when you think about it, Matt and Keith, when you think about what we're doing here as part of our planning process, it's really, the main thing is to have an income plan, I'm sorry, so that you know how much income's coming in to protect your investments. But when you think about all these other areas of planning that we're taking care of are areas that could threaten that income plan. So if we didn't take care of investment volatility and you lost a ton of money, well, that would affect how much income you have. If we don't look at taxes and the ramifications of what taxes will do when you're taking money out of your portfolio, that could reduce your income again, because now you have to take more out to get what you can keep less, which means less income to spend on travel and whatever it is. You just talked about healthcare planning. Let's say everything's going fine and you're getting enough income, but now you need to take some of this income to pay for more healthcare costs. That's going to affect your income. So what we're really doing, if you think about it, folks, is building that plan for you to make sure that you have enough to retire, live comfortably, and then build some protection around that plan and some of the threats that can come against that, such as taxes, investment risk, healthcare. And that's really what we're doing as part of our planning process. Obviously involves a lot of different steps. But Keith, we've talked about all these different areas of the retirement roadmap. The final step is, how do we leave assets to those we care most about? Charities, entities, kids, grandkids. What's the best way to pass assets along? And that's world number 5, which is legacy and estate planning.
Yeah, it's really where we dive in and start to talk to folks about probate. Have they ever been through this before? Do they want to avoid it?
Because you ever talk to someone that has?
Yes.
They'll tell you never. Please take care of it ahead of time.
And that's what we usually will recommend for everyone is, you know, if there's a way to avoid that process, do so. And we really educate them and take them through what probate looks like, you know, what the pros and what the cons really are. There are really no pros. What the cons are of probate and why we need to fix that issue. Then we want to talk to them about taxes. You know, here in, Matt mentioned it earlier, here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, there is a death tax. Most folks think of the federal death tax, which is, as an individual, about $12 million, you know, as a couple, about $24 million. Well, here in the Commonwealth, all you have to do is hit $1 million and then that comes into play. So we want to talk to them, educate them on that, and then cure that tax or the majority of that tax or as much as we can of that tax as possible. And then finally, what most folks that I work with and sit with, they want to make sure that their assets are left behind efficiently, tax efficiently, and they go to their family, yep, their loved ones, their, I guess, for lack of a better way of saying it, stays in their bloodline.
Yeah.
And what I always tell folks is all trusts aren't created equal. Some folks will come in here, they have completed a trust and it does some of these things, but not every single one of them. So we need to work with them if that's the goal to make that adjustment. Some folks haven't even started to talk about that. So it's really important to have a firm that works in all 5 of these areas to make this holistic plan So then they're all working together to, again, what we talked about earlier, it affects your income. So we don't want to affect your lifestyle in retirement.
We talk about it all the time. This is what makes, I think, when people ask what makes you different than all the other financial advisors we get letters from and hear on the radio, that's the real thing. We've been doing this radio show for many, many years. We started the company in 2003, and we feel like we have a team behind us. It's not just us three. There's a great team behind us at SHP Financial. But think about where you could be compared to where you are now from a planning standpoint. We have so many clients that started out just maybe like you are now and like, that sounds like a lot of work and I'm not sure where things stand. A lot of folks came in just like that and now they have this plan intact. They have their SHP binder, they have their online portal, and they have a plan that looks at income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all under one roof, all under one spot. So if that sounds like you, maybe you have nothing at all, or maybe you have a few of these areas covered and you just want a second opinion, regardless, I think you'd really benefit from coming in for a second or for a first opinion or a second opinion, but don't procrastinate, folks. This is your retirement we're talking about. We have a few appointments available over the next few weeks. When you call to book that visit, we're gonna get you a copy of our book, the SHP Retirement Roadmap. So call right now, 800-227-7777. One more time, 800-227-7777, or book a meeting right online at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned for the Retirement Roadmap Recap, where myself, Keith, and Matt are going to give you and really go through our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we talked about a lot of different areas on today's show as it relates to the five-step planning process here called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. And we know it was a lot of detail. We get it. I'm sorry about that. But there's so much that goes into retirement planning. If you missed any of today's show, you can find us on however you listen to your podcasts. Type in SHP Financial and you'll find our podcast. You can subscribe, listen to this show again and all of our past shows as well. While we're on that topic, we talked about, you know, the importance of having five individual plans to make up one plan. And we want to leave you with one takeaway each. So Matt, what was your number one takeaway?
I guess in general, it's just, want to stress how complex and complicated things are. I mean, you know, we were talking about how long we've been doing this for, which is, you know, approaching, you know, 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I mean, we literally dedicated our entire lives and we're still learning mm-hmm. when it comes to, you know, new things are always coming down the pike. There's new tax laws, there's new changes to the estate planning, there's new, you know, financial instruments, there's new investments, there's new this,
technology.
There's new, you know, technology, there's, you know, it, you know, there's new expenses and inflation is this. I mean, I can't stress enough the fact that unless you have dedicated your entire life, unless you are a financial planner yourself, then I mean, I can't imagine trying to do it yourself, or I can't imagine winging it in retirement when you have all these different things you need to think about. And we just sort of brushed, you know, kind of went through like a little crash course through all five steps, but we could have taken each step and just dedicated an entire show just to income.
Yeah.
Or just to investments or healthcare. Right. And so I think it's just more the fact that I just want to encourage people that, you know, to remind them how complicated it is and and the fact that having a good plan can really simplify all of these issues, but more importantly, simplify your life.
Good stuff. Keith, what was your takeaway?
Yeah, I would say I'm going to take it from the person that just it usually comes in, visits with us, and what we have seen in the past. And what we see is most folks have one thing when they come in, and it's usually just a pile of investments or an investment plan that they've built, whether it's with an advisor or with the, or by themselves. Not many people have that holistic retirement plan or a dedicated written income plan where they know they're going to get or where they're going to get their income from each year. The tax ramifications of that income and a dedicated tax plan for themselves as well. Same with healthcare, and then to kind of top it all off, that full estate plan all working together. Not many folks have that. And I think that's the difference, like you said earlier, between what we do for the families we work with and what most folks get, I guess.
Keith, we had a couple in recently, actually last week. When they came in, they had said, you know, we had never intended to make any switches or make any changes. We've had an advisor who has, you know, built our investment portfolio and been with us for 10 years or so, and we like them. They've done a good job for us, but we didn't realize, even though they did a good job managing our investments, they didn't really talk about the other areas that you talk about. They didn't really build a specific income plan, a written income plan. We don't have one. We don't have a plan from a tax standpoint of how to reduce taxes. We never talked about healthcare, legacy. So we have, they said they had saved up about $1.5-2 million. They said, we felt we have a good portfolio, but not a good plan. And we find that very common among the folks that come in for the first time. So I'll leave my final takeaway is you've worked your entire life to get to this point, and do you really want to jeopardize your entire retirement? Or how much better would you feel knowing that you've crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, and that you know that you have a plan going forward for you, if you're single or if you're married, your husband or wife, going forward that covers each individual area of the five areas that we talked about on today's show. Like I said, this is the only place you can get the SHP retirement roadmap that I'm aware of. But if you want to, the next step from here, you can, number one, you can look at our workshop schedule, see if there's a workshop near you. You can do that by going to shpworkshops.com. Number two, what I think the next best step is, whether you've done this before or you maybe have an advisor for many years, or maybe you don't have an advisor, you just want an opinion on your situation or a second set of eyes or just someone to take a look at what you're doing. Either way, you'd benefit. I really believe you'd benefit from coming in for a complete retirement roadmap review. In order to do so, you have to call. And when you call to book this visit, we're going to send you a copy of our book that we wrote, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which will give, it's easy to read. You can read it in a day or two. It'll give you some really good insight and understanding to how we build the plans for the clients that we serve. So to call and book that visit, the number is 800-227-7777. One more time, 800-227-7777. When you book, we'll send you a copy of the book that we wrote, the SHP Retirement Roadmap, and we look forward to meeting with you soon. That's all we have time for today, folks. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you have a great weekend. We'll look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.